Now, this is Channel 2, right? This is Channel 2, right? And I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 2nd of February, 1971. Now, this is Channel 2, right? This is Channel 2, right? And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 2nd of February, 1971. We were supposed to have a cold spell, but it didn't get on much below 40. Now, this is Channel 2, right? This is Channel 2, right? And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, early, the 2nd of February, 1971. Channel 2, right? Channel 2, right? And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 2nd of February, 1971. Channel 2, right? And I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, early, the 2nd of February, 1971.
And some people.
So they go off?
They go off and hide. Well, they gonna fool around that place there where that calf was put for 2 or 3 days. They ain't gonna leave it. They ain't gonna leave it. But some women, they'll, hell, they babying for doorsteps to get to. They put it there. Going on about the business. I hear folks say that. I haven't seen it.
But a cow,
she gonna stay there.
Well, he didn't go down.
Somebody said the other man says it's going to 25 last night. As I told Ben a while ago, I said, didn't get there last night, but it feels like it's going on down there for the night. Mr. Miles, you let me pay you now for my meal.
Ben paid me.
He did.
He sure did.
He said a word about it.
He paid me for your milk and his tobacco. That's nice of him.
So nice. So,
yes, it is. That's a little fruit juice for you. I figure we had enough coffee.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I done drink my coffee. I just drank it and got up. And I said, well, I'll go be ready when she comes. Go in here and take my bath. I look at the clock. It was 8:30 when I went out.
Yeah.
I'll go. You ready when she comes? Just about half.
Well, when he said he didn't know where you were, I figured that's probably where you were, so I went on. But he didn't hear me say that I'd be right back.
I said, oh, is she gone? I said, did she go to the store? He said, I don't know if that's you. So he looked out and I peeked out. I said, no, she's still out there in that cold, waiting on me. So I went back and then tried to fix on something else. And I looked again. I said, where's she going? She done got tired of waiting on me. She's gone. I said, I'm going on. I don't know where she's going home or going to the store.
I'll always wait on you.
Did I hear Miss Daisy say she's already been to the store this morning?
No.
I missed out. I just heard the store.
I'll tell you what. She walked up here, though. She thought I'd left her.
Oh, she did.
I looked up the lane, and there she came. Just a hot footing it.
Yeah.
Didn't even have a stick.
Oh, really?
Sometimes I don't have it.
Oh?
I don't have to have it all the time.
Well.
Sometimes I don't have to have no stick. This is one of the times. Sometimes I walk from my house over there to where I work at and back without a stick. Uh-huh. Oh, but everybody seems to think it's so surprising. Oh. Well, you ain't got your stick. I said, well, I didn't need it this morning.
I thought you carried the stick for various purposes, Miss Daisy. You might meet something on the way.
Well, the houses is so close together, I think. I wouldn't look to get be worried nothing. That's just them bushes there right there by Arthur's house.
Mm-hmm.
It's so thick in there. Anything could stay there.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Anything.
And they've been sick for a long time, haven't they?
Yes, they've been sick there ever since I've been coming back from Florida over here. You know, when Miss Collins lived there, she had a pretty clean, good piece off from her house.
Yeah.
But right along there, by Arthur's house, it ain't never been clean.
Even while Miss Collins lived there?
No, sir.
I wondered about that.
It ain't never been clean.
Yeah, I think if I had a stick, if I'd out there walking, I'd carry it along with me for the time.
Well,
you see all our neighbors out there?
Yes, sir. I see the pretty bird there. Yellow breast. Bright yellow breast.
Yeah.
It didn't look like a rodeo. That black bird come and scared him away.
Yeah, if I didn't get rid of some of those blackbirds, I wouldn't have any more birds, no?
He doesn't kill them, he just scares them.
I just use that little, you know, air rifle.
If Daisy says a cow knows more about how to have a calf than most, lots of humans, they
take the better care of it.
Yeah.
It's plenty of humans. I knew that.
Yeah.
You know, I used to have cows. And I watched them. And ever, I couldn't find her. If I called and she didn't come, I figure what's going on.
Well, there's one of them off somewhere out there. I just circled around, you know.
And there's a new one.
Yeah, a little heifer. Big pink cow. There's this pretty little heifer calf. The only ones you have to watch are the first calves.
Mm-hmm. Is this her first one?
No, she got a heifer that's already had two. That had a second calf this year.
What was it? What was it we did Sunday? Oh, that's when Coleman and Miss Annie came.
Saturday. Oh, we did have a time.
And we did, too. They stopped over there with me a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know they had come till they were going back.
Yes.
Well, you know, when I came down there and told you,
they thought they might come.
Well, they came up here and... They was busy out there.
Well, we got in just a minute, say. We got down there working with the cattle with Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
Then loading that hay. And Miss Annie was interested in them camellias down there. Couldn't keep her still. Oh, she does like those flowers.
Oh, yes. She used to grow lots of pretty flowers. Mm. She used to have a beautiful yard. I used to go there and get plants. her house. Oh. And she would get some from mine. I might have some. She didn't have. Oh, that used to be a beautiful place, Ron.
Well, when did she slow down, Miss Daisy?
Well, you know, she's been sick a long time. She just ain't had no help in a long time.
Oh, is that it?
Yes, I think that's what slowed her down, mostly. Bad health.
Well,
I think she still goes to the doctor.
Yeah. You spend a lot of money down there, too, can't you?
Oh, yeah, she spent a lot of money for her hip. But, Mr. Miles, it don't seem like it does much good.
No.
To just stay under the doctor all the time and can't get well. I'd rather be just like I am. I'll have a little cold or something. They recommend things for it. I'll go to the drugstore and get it, and I'll take that. It's cheaper, and it'll do me just as much good. Now, I see folks, it makes me think about it must be a habit they got going to the doctor. Now, Dora Mitchell, she's been going to the doctor. She used to go to the doctor 2 and 3 times a week.
2 or 3 times a week?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Just soon as she hurt, pretty bad she'd go back to the doctor, let him look at it. He'd do the same thing, give her something of her, and he won't tell her, come back. Sitting fifty days. It ain't got no better sense to keep going back and know every time to go back they got to pay for it. But she told me this one thing. She was telling me about she had been to the doctor. I said, well, you just go all the time. I said, and it don't look like it helps none. You hurting right on. She said, this is something. I believe she said, if I had to pay for the medicine, I couldn't do it. But the welfare pays for my medicine. Either the welfare pays for the medicine, the examination, or something other. It's one thing. I said, well, Dover, you don't get along as well as me. I said, you don't walk nowhere. And so I said, I know it's a mile from my house to where I work at. I said, that make me walk 2 miles a day, every day.
Yeah.
There and back. I said, but I ain't gonna tell you, I don't hurt. I said, sure I hurt. I said, my legs hurt me so bad sometimes, I don't look like I can walk on. I said, and if I sat there, and had him, I won't walk. I was going to get on up from there and go to doing something. I will, Miss Meyer. I get up and go out down the yard and fool around out there. You know, extra size means a whole lot.
Yes.
It do. It keeps you where you can go along. And I haven't been to a doctor. And I couldn't tell you the day when.
Yeah.
I don't know how many years ago I've been to no doctor since. So Dr. Strange was back in his middle day.
Oh, really?
That's the last doctor I went to, Dr. Strange. He was my doctor. When I went, and I didn't go to him every day. You see, back there then, the doctor would come out to see.
Yeah.
Way back then. But now, they won't do it.
No.
You got to go to them, and they send you where they want you to go.
Yeah. So. back then when you seen him last? Was that about yourself or your children?
Oh, yes. The last time I had Dr. Strange to come to see me, I don't know what happened. I don't believe he knew. Of course, he done it good. He told me this. My face was all swollen up and all under there, just swollen up. I didn't hurt. But it just, I don't know what happened. So I called him. I was in that old big house over there. And he come. And he said, Daisy, say, you got mumps. I said, I done had the mumps. He said to me, I don't care if you've had it 3 times, you got it now. And I never believed it was the mumps. But I told him this. I said, well, if it's the mumps, it's a different kind from that kind I had. Well, see, when I was about 19 years old, I had mumps. Yeah, I first had it in this side.
Yeah.
And it went from that side to this side. So I had it in both sides. Well, let's say, then, if you have it in both sides, at once you won't have it no more. Well, I did. I had it about a week over here, and then it went over there. And this other side wasn't good with it. Well, this time, he told me I had the mumps. I could eat anything I wanted to. It didn't bother me. But when I had it before, I couldn't eat nothing sweet.
Oh.
Nothing sour.
Oh.
And I tried to swallow that stuff down there, it looked like I would die. That thing would pain me so.
Oh.
I remember one, my aunt, she had made some blackberry jam. I went in the kitchen and I was going to taste it. I got that stuff in my mouth. I couldn't swallow it and I couldn't spit it out. I just had to hold my head down like that and let it fall out. But I didn't do that no more.
No.
So, when he said I had the mouth, I could eat anything I wanted, but I'm in trouble. That's when I don't believe it was the mumps. I believe it was something else. So that's the last time I had.
And you're 19 years old when you had the real mumps.
Yeah. Well, the man said, somebody told me, he said, I think him said, he was going to 25 last night. He didn't go last night. But I think it might go tonight if it keep on.
Yeah.
You know, it's cooler now than it was when I got up.
Oh, is it?
This morning. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But you see, I've been up and out. And around,
yeah.
It's cooler to me.
Miss Daisy, I don't quite see, Miss Bessie didn't used to do this, did she? I don't see why she loves to lay around so late of a morning.
I don't know, but she got what she do.
That's the best part of the day.
No, she used to get up early in the morning.
Yeah.
Turn them chickens out. But it'd be so 9, 10 o'clock. And then sometimes she'd get up and drink her coffee. about 8:30 or 9. Well, then if she go back to bed, she don't get up before about 11.
Well, you know, yeah, the way it is, you go down there and you don't get up late. And then I've been down there a time or two. You get her to come up and visit with Mamu.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to put something on the stove. Or
uh-huh.
After she gets up, she's got uh-huh. all that little housekeeping on.
Well, I don't know.
So she can never get loose.
And I don't know what's wrong with Bessie.
She don't even come down to your house.
Uh-uh. I don't know if she has been to my house. And if she comes, she don't stay long. She got to go back to see about something.
See about something.
But you know, I feel kind of bad for Bessie. Sad. It don't look like she would be like that. If she didn't make herself like that,
yeah.
Well, she do kind of nuts. If she feel kind of bad, well, then she thinks she's sick.
Yeah.
But she ain't sick.
Well, that's the trouble. You don't know whether she's sick or whether she just acts like she's sick.
That's right.
There's days when you and Miss Annie get together. Now, you see, I don't know them like you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love to hear him talk. And I find out the most interesting things. I never run across anybody brought up in the country, hardly, that didn't like cornbread.
Who that?
And Miss Annie told Mamu that Coleman wouldn't eat it.
Wouldn't eat cornbread.
He'd had all the cornbread he wanted when he was growing up.
Well, she out here and I said that too. Well, I tell you, Mr. Miles, sometimes you have to learn men how to eat, what to eat. You can't make them do it. Now, when I married Ben, he hated cornbread. He just wouldn't eat it.
Is that right?
That's right. When we first married. But it was a long time before I got him to eat cornbread. But after he tasted it and got started on it, he loved it. And he loved it till today. Well, you know, some folks, they cook cornbread just like a man. Nothing but water and in it and like that. Well, I'm going to cook it like that.
Yeah.
I like to cook bread. I put egg in it. I put baking powder in it. A little bit of grease. And make it with milk.
Yeah.
And then it become light.
Yeah.
You see. And fresh. So I tell him, I said, you try some bread. I said, it's good for you. I said, so much biscuits ain't good. Well, whenever I would cook them, I'd cook bread. Of course, I'd have some boiled beans, greens, or peas, or something like that. I'd cook bread to eat with it. But he didn't see no biscuit, so he had to taste the bread. And he finally got to where he wanted bread. He eats bread today. He likes bread today.
Well, you know, it just don't seem right to eat biscuits with greens.
No. And, you know, they say, well, I eat enough so-and-so when I was coming up. I don't want no bread.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I eat enough bread. Well, you don't know how to grow that. Look like you have a lot. There's plenty of things I was raised on. I was raised, grew up on greens, beans, peas, and lots of different things. bread. I eat a plenty corn bread. Because he didn't cook biscuits all the time when I was coming up. Where I was, my folks didn't. They didn't cook. But you had bread, meat, rice, plenty of syrup. So I like it today.
Can't get enough of it.
Today. And my children, they like bread. Darcy's children, they like to bread.
Oh, do they?
They do. Ah. Now, she can cook a pan bread like that. There don't be much of it left.
Is that right? Just a big pan of bread.
That's right. You see many of them. There's her and Carol and two, David and Samuel 4, James 5, and that boy stays there with them, makes 6. Every one of them love bread.
Yeah. Yeah, all them is good eaters, too.
They is. And Mr. Miles, that David, he is a eater. David eats, but he shows it.
Yes.
He is a big nigger.
Yes.
Strong. Him and Sammy's out there in the yard the other day playing. But Samuel grabbed him. And he grabbed Samuel by long. He sold Samuel up on top of his head and just can him round and around like that.
Just like a windmill.
Just like it was nothing. He got tired. Samuel said, "Put me down. Put me down." Darcy went to said, "David, you stop that. You make that boy drunk." He dropped him on down on the ground and on in the house doing something else.
Didn't think no more about it.
Never thought no more about it. Samuel can't do a thing with it.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Samuel gets older.
Huh?
He's a right smart older than David.
Yes, sir. I don't know. But I think Samuel's about 18 or 19.
Yeah.
I don't know just how old David is. He's 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Something like that. But well, Sammy is lots older than David.
Sammy was a smart boy. And now, is David going to be good for anything, Mr.?
Going to be what?
Good for anything.
Well, he can do most anything he wants to do. But
do?
Not when he gets up to where he ought to be doing it. I don't know what he got to do.
What can he do now?
But he's able to do it, and he knows how to do it.
What can he do now?
Who, David? Like what? Wake up.
Whatever he does.
Oh. I see them around there helping him with the car. What's on the... I seen a yellow hammer there a while ago.
Yeah.
Redhead things.
Yeah.
They eat up more eggs than a dog if they can find them.
More eggs?
Is that right?
That's right.
When did you see that, Miss Dad?
He gone.
He don't trust me, does he?
Yeah.
They eat
now,
eggs.
I learned that. And I hate chicken. They go down and take a hole in that egg and suck every bit of that out. You go to your nest if you've got more than one or two hens laying in one nest. You late going out there. You see, you forget to watch the things all the time. You have more shells than you do eggs.
Is that right?
Your jayboys will eat them too.
Chicken eggs?
Chicken eggs.
I never knew that.
Well, I've seen them do that. That's the way I knew.
Now, where was that, Missy?
Where was that when I seen them? At the junction in Georgia. Well, down here, they wasn't so bad down there under that magnolia tree. I don't know why. But just be nine then. I'd see one at the net. But up there at that junction, and in Georgia, I see plenty of them. But you see, if Ben be around the house, he'd shoot them. Kill them.
Oh.
And that scares them.
Oh, really? Yes. They remember that.
Yes. But sometimes he didn't kill them, but he'd shoot at them, and that'd scare them off. And they'll stay ready.
That's new to me, Faye.
Me too. I didn't know that.
And get in the chicken house.
Hmm?
And get in the chicken house where the nests are.
Well, you see, they know how to go through the gate. If you got the chickens in the yard, you come out and leave the gate open, they'll go in there. Then most of the time, you see, you just got your fence. You don't have a gate to keep them out, but they'll go over the fence. Fly over the fence and go in there. And they know where the nest at. If they one time find it, you can have your nests up on the sides of the chicken house, kind of like that. And they know where they are. They gone. When I first find out these old rat snakes, some folk call them chicken snakes. Some call them rat snakes.
Oak snakes.
But I call them chicken snakes.
You ever call them oak snakes?
Well, I don't remember. They'll eat up your eggs.
Yeah. They'll eat the birds, too.
Yeah. They will. And if they can catch a squirrel, he'll eat that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. If he can catch it.
Yeah.
But I don't think he catches many.
No.
When I lived at the junction, I didn't have a chicken yard, but I had a place for my hen nest upside this tree, upside of a little house was there. So if I worked late, it'd be dark, kind of gonna get in, I go out there, give it my eggs.
Can't give up my
phone. I went out there one night, late in the evening, giving up my egg. I said something, take me on the hand. Didn't have no light.
Uh-huh.
That time I put my hand in there, said, hit it along up there. So, I told the son of John, I said, bring me a light. And this Monday brought the light there, and it looked like to me it was this much a snake in the nest, eating up my eggs.
Mm.
Ooh, like scared me to death when I found out it was a snake.
Oh, it's scary.
Pecking on me.
And that snake had been pecking on you.
Uh-huh. And
yeah.
I want to see what it was.
Well, of course.
I know it didn't. I didn't feel no pain. I called Jim Bremen like, whoo, that was the biggest snake. Ben come and killed him, though.
Why?
And I don't know how many eggs he had in him. This hard to scare. They went right up there in the
beating
tree and coming right back.
Maybe that'll hold them for a while.
I tell you, you see, they go in big bunches.
Yeah.
Them trees be full of them over there. They sitting up there singing. And you know that it won't be long till they just sort of flutter down like leaves. So, but I notice that if you keep after them a little while, they'll go off.
They'll go, leave.
Yeah. But you gotta keep after them. You gotta, like you said, you gotta keep your mind on it.
And they can come in droves.
Oh, just droves.
Just like crows.
Yes.
They can come in droves.
Yes.
The crows don't fool around the house much.
No.
They've got to see it.
No. Now, you know, Woodard sat there and talked a long time Saturday. Miss Annie and them was out there batting around the yard, looking at flowers and all, talking. And, I don't know, when you sit down, kind of like we are now, and just talk along, seem like you stay on the subject long enough to learn a little bit.
Yeah.
But when I'm out there working, you see, you just say a little now, a little then, a little then.
That's
you don't
right.
do it. And, you just pick up all sorts of things. Woodard said that he never did hire out. He hired out all told, he said, maybe a year in all his life. And I said, well, now, Woodard, that is mostly when you were growing up. He said, yes. And he remembered the last time he hired out. He helped Mr. Boyd with his team. And I said to him, how much did you get? Well, he got $5 a day for the team. Another time he hired out for the team, got $4. He said a dollar for each mule and a dollar for the wagon and a dollar for him. And see, that's interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But so much of the time, you know, when people are talking, they don't, it ain't very...
Well, one thing about it, just like we said, you're talking. You can understand and get more out of it. You have time to think why some telling it. If we're out there working, well, we're moving along. We got to pay some attention to our work. So we can get hit right.
Well, now, you all used to get in some good talk when you were out there picking stuff and hoeing.
Yes,
and
when we were picking stuff.
Because you could see what you done talk to.
Well, once in a while, before the one in this conversation, if you are picking beans or something, you got to leave them for a while. Cause your basket's right there, and you picking in a bucket. Well, you empty your bucket into that basket. And they saying something while I'm gone. I don't get that.
Well, now, you know, I sort of get the impression that you seen more of Francis Presley out in the field.
Well, I did.
Then you did.
That's right.
Yeah.
I never visit her much. She never visited me unless I was sick or something like that. You know, she would pace and stop and chat a little bit. Got to go.
But she'd always have something interesting to talk
to
about.
To talk about. Something you ain't ever heard in your life.
Now, she ate plenty of cornbread. She had plenty of cornbread.
Oh, yeah. She liked it.
And she cooked.
Sure, she kept the seal for her lunch. If she had some balls, she'd kill her bread. Well.
Did you ever work for Francis?
I just went with her.
Yeah.
Me and her would be working for other smoke.
But
for, working for Richardson.
But you.
Smiths and.
But she had.
And man on this place.
This, who was that? Mr. Wells?
Wells.
Yeah. But, you, she farmed herself?
Yes, she farmed herself. But I never did help her. She had enough children to take care of what little farm and she done.
I see.
She didn't have a big farm.
Yeah.
Lord, I laughed at Francis one day. We were going to pick beans for someone, I think. And she got to talking. She got to talk. I asked her. I said, Francis, how you farm and work out like you do with your little weak help? She said, well, they say, see that farm there? See, I don't know where I'm going to get anything out of now. Said, but if I come out here and make a date, this man going to pay me. And I'll have that. Well, you see, later on, I go make a day in that little patch I got. Well, I'll try to ship them or sell them. Well, if I don't, you see, I already got some. I didn't get it out of what I had, but I got it out of what he had. And you know, that's true.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You don't know how you're going to get anything enough.
No, you can have the finest beans in the world.
Uh-huh. Nobody don't want them when you get them picked.
Can't get a nickel out of them.
But you know, it's hard, too. All your fertilizing, your labor, your seed, and your everything gone. And now you ain't going to get a nickel.
I asked, what is this boy, Suzanne, Jim, you know them, come over here. He's sitting here, and I talked to him a little bit so Jim could learn a little bit. I said, now, you always made a living. You didn't go in the hole. Yes, sir. And he said, you know how Woodard talks, right, fast and quick. He said, he just lucky at farming.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, one time he had some string beans and they was blooming, and the cold weather got them. And all he had left was 1 acre of bell peppers. And he said that 1 acre of bell peppers carried him through.
Mm-hmm.
The price is good.
Mm-hmm.
All along, $4 or $5 a bushel.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, he had a little money left over.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you.
I think he is in pretty lucky form. I know he had some beans once. They were nice. They were nice beans. And they was a good price. Now, they were paying 20 cents a crate at that time, to pick the beans. So we picked them beans for 20 cents. He sold every crate of them for $8.
Yeah.
Well, it looked like I just couldn't talk. There's one over you.
Oh, that's the...
Oh, that's that beautiful Oreo, Miss Daisy.
Ain't he pretty? I seen him here up there in the tree. Before he come down, I think he was there looking at.
Yeah.
I don't see him.
They don't come together. She's out there somewhere. But I don't see her so much.
So you got 20 cents and...
You got $8.
And
he got $8 of creep. So I teased him. I said, well, that's a good way for a farmer to get rich. Get his beans picked for nothing, you might say, and he sell them for some. I said, 20 cents a crate to pick them and $8 when you sell them. He said, they know that would suck. He said, well, a farmer ought to get lucky sometimes. Said, and when he do get lucky, he better take care of it for himself. He said, now that's what I was paying y'all to pick the beans for 20 cents. He said, but I didn't know whether I was going to get a cent out of them or not. See, I was just risking them and was lucky. Said, but you know that don't happen all the time. Well, that's true. That's true.
Now, he was right jolly fella.
He was. Oh, yes, he was.
Yeah. And it's nice to work with him.
Yes, sir, he was. It was just a nice family. His mother, his father, and his sisters, and all of them, they were just nice.
And his uncle. Uncle Woodard.
Woodard.
Uncle Will Woodard.
Yes, he was nice. I'm going to aim to ask Woodard, where did he die? And who was he with when he died?
Yeah.
I just don't know. I've asked the family.
Was he pretty enterprising, Uncle Will?
Who? Will? Well, he was just all right. He didn't never farm as I know so. He done work by the day, I guess. I don't know what he done. I don't know how he made his living. But they was way back over yon.
Well, now, they lived over there in front of Miss Guthrie, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's where
him
he lived.
Him and his mother, somebody.
That's where he was. Him and his mother over there. Well, now, how they lived, I don't know.
Coleman said he wasn't right bright.
Mm-mm. He wasn't. Yes, we know. But I can't think to ask him where was he when he died. You know, he married, and they didn't want him to marry. Well, I couldn't blame him for that, because he didn't need to marry. Oh, Tom, he didn't know how to take care of himself, more or less a wife.
Oh.
Well, that woman he married, she stayed with him a while. But they said she didn't allow him to have no money. She had to take care of all the money.
Oh.
So she finally left him. It off down here somewhere. And I think Woodard and him, they had to care for him somewhere. See, I don't know what become of that one of them, him or his wife. But they wasn't together, I don't think. Some of these times, of course, don't find too many other things. I'm going to ask Annie or Woodard one. What become of Will and what become of they home?
Well, don't you all sort of keep track of things when you get together like you did today?
Do that. But you know, I lost track of them so long I don't know where to pick it up at. That Will and his wife.
Well,
but right, being the family, well, Woodard and Annie ought to kind of know.
Yeah. Well, now, you have to keep up with a lot of people through Miss Annie?
Through Annie?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't. I just happen to think. I'd love to know what will come of them.
Yeah. Well, we figured y'all were just down there talking about all these keeping up with.
Talking about first one thing and then the other. Mostly talking about the church.
Oh.
About the church?
Yes. And I don't know what Ben and Woodard was talking about. That's beautiful.
Miss Annie is she takes an interest in the church?
Church? Yeah, but she's a Methodist.
Yeah.
And I'm a Baptist. So you see, he's kind of divided. Their law is not like our law.
No.
It's different.
But y'all get along all right.
Oh, yes, we get along all right.
Well, what did you tell me what y'all found out about the church? I'd love to know, Miss Daisy.
Well, we didn't find out nothing new. Let me just ask a few questions. No, don't give me no more.
Yeah, that's enough. That'll give you a little bit.
Well, there's so much about the church to keep up with.
Now, I don't think Woodard belonged to any church at all. Never has. But he's nice to take her.
Oh, is he?
Yes, sir. He takes her every Sunday. When it's her church day, he take her to church. He go visiting to the church out. Then he take her home.
Well, what do you know? What do you know? Well, ain't that nice?
That is nice.
Yeah.
He don't care nothing about church, but since his wife do, he helps her to get to her church.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many don't care nothing about church and don't care whether you get there or not.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, you know they talk about church at home a little bit, Miss Daisy. People are... don't go to church, still are interested in it in a way.
Mm-hmm. You know, your redhead eating up your suet.
Well, go on, eat it, Mr. Redhead. That's why I put it out there. He's working on it, isn't he?
He's ready for it.
Yeah.
I tell you, I told you I might come down and get you when they came up here.
Mm-hmm.
And they came in a little while, and as Guy said, she was out in the camellias and he was down there helping in the hay.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I said, well, now I'll run down and get Miss Daisy, they said, well, I tell you, we'll just stop by and visit with her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason I didn't. We just knew you were having a good talk out there.
And they stayed good for her with me.
They're good company, Miss Daisy.
Oh, but yes, they are.
Now, why don't you have neighbors like that?
I can't make them. I can't make neighbors.
You haven't had neighbors like that since Miss Lize was there.
That's the truth. And I don't think I have any. Because Liza's gone. And there ain't nobody here. Now, Bess was a good neighbor.
Oh, yes. Bessie, yes.
But she gets where she has to stay in the house all the time.
Yes. But now, you take, yeah, but see, you got it. Sometimes James is on his good behavior. He'll do anything, won't he?
Mm-hmm.
And again, you don't know when he's going to.
I don't know when he's going to. He's been planning the 6-meal washing machine for 2 weeks. Sacred Santa and St. Time Bossy. So yesterday morning, he told me, he said, I'm going to fix your washing machine in the morning. So it won't take long. I just got to get a piece of pipe and a piece of stuff. I said, well, but if you fix it for me, I said, I'll pay. I don't know whether he's ever looked at them.
Now, you don't pay until he does it.
Hmm? What'd you say?
You don't pay him ahead of time.
No, I don't pay until he do it. Because he may not do it. You see what I line a chance, and if he don't do it, I ain't paid it. And I try to get somebody else.
You just give him a little time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's, you see, he can do so many things.
That's right. But gracious, it takes him so long to decide to do.
And he can find a washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't cost you so much.
No, it's this washing machine. And Miss Lois, when they had their house fixed,
yeah,
they put a new washing machine, dryer, something else new they put in there. But she gave me her old washing machine.
Oh.
And I got him to go get it right quick. So, that's been about 2 weeks ago, but I ain't got him to put it up yet. And he said it won't take but a few minutes. I just got to have a little piece of pipe and you look so on, so on, so on. I said, okay, buddy. I'm going to see what he's going to do today.
Where's he going to put it, Miss
Ann? I had to put it right outside. The house, he fixed some boards and set it up on it so it wouldn't be on the ground.
Yeah.
And he said that's where he has to fix it at. So.
You got a little shed for it?
I don't have a shed. It's just out there. I said I was going to get him, and I don't know when he'll ever do it. I think I'll have to get my boy to do it. Get me a piece of thick plastic,
yeah,
and cover it up.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be the simplest way.
Yes, and put that over it.
Except if you had a little shed out there, you could use it in rainy weather.
That's right. But I can't get me.
Well, that must be a good machine, Stacy. They wouldn't have one if it wasn't.
Oh, it was good. It's still not good. He was working. She was using it.
Oh, yes.
Well, Miss Daisy, you wouldn't give up your pot.
Mm-mm.
This would be just for little things.
That's right. That's right. I can't, who was that there the other day? Yes, did it. I was washing. Little Jesse Walker, his wife. They come by. She said, oh, you washing just like me. You got your washboard. I said, do you use a washboard? She said, yes, ma'am. I said, oh, I thought you'd have a washing machine. I said, my children think everybody got one but me. She said, I ain't got none yet. So I'm using my board, my rub board.
Yeah. Who
is
that?
Little Jesse Walker.
Do I know her?
That was Amy Walker's son, Little Jesse.
Oh, Little Jesse.
I think all of them dead but him.
I don't know him, do I?
Hmm? You didn't know him?
I guess I didn't.
He lives in Micanopy.
Yeah. The only one I know is Duty. What do you call her?
You're talking about Francis Hudson.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
she was telling me she come over to see Adam. But I asked her, how was he getting along?
Yes, how is he?
She said he's not getting along good at all. She said, I planned to come yesterday. She said, but after it rained so, he was kind of scared to risk that hill going up to his house.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, I said I was going to see him today. I said, well, how is he getting along? She said, Miss Daisy, he's not doing good at all. I said, but he won't let nobody do nothing for him.
Oh.
She said he was sitting up there and said, I asked him, did he want me to do anything? That's what I come for, to do whatever you want me to do. I don't know. I don't do nothing. So she asked me, you had breakfast? Want me to fix you some breakfast? No. Mm-hmm. I want nothing to do. Said. She asked me, you had any coffee this morning? Told no. So let me fix you some. Fix you some coffee. And no, I don't want you to fix me no coffee. It ain't time for me to drink it. I'm going to drink it before about 11 o'clock. She said, Miss Daisy, he won't let you do a thing. So I said, well, you can't do nothing but ask some.
And he's a nice fella.
Adam.
Yeah.
Yes, but he's got pretty weak, Mr. Mahan.